What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, boundaries are like those unspoken rules we all have. Sometimes they're super clear, other times, well, they're more like a blurry suggestion. And trust me, when it comes to relationships, having those boundaries in place can feel like navigating a minefield. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're diving into the power of healthy boundaries, how to set them without feeling like a jerk, and why they are absolutely essential for building secure, fulfilling connections. Now, I know what you're thinking, boundaries sounds kind of serious, doesn't it? But hear me out, because this isn't about being cold or shutting people out. It's about creating space to be your authentic self, respecting your needs, and allowing others to do the same. Think of it like this. Imagine a beautiful garden, you wouldn't just let anything grow wild, right? You need fences, pathways, maybe even some carefully placed rocks to guide what blooms where. That's what boundaries are for. Here are five key takeaways to remember as we explore this world of healthy boundaries. First up, knowing your needs is non-negotiable. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting anything back? You know that feeling when you're drained and depleted after spending time with someone who just keeps taking, taking, taking. That's a major red flag. It's okay to prioritize yourself. Figure out what makes you feel good, energized, and fulfilled, whether it's alone time, pursuing your hobbies, or simply saying no when something doesn't align with your values. Remember, you deserve to have your needs met too. Next, communication is key. No more playing mind games or hoping people just magically know what you need. Think of boundaries as a conversation starter, not a declaration of war. Express your needs clearly and respectfully. Use I statements like, I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments, instead of blaming others, you always make me do everything. Third, practice saying no without guilt. This is a game changer. We're often conditioned to say yes to please everyone, but that can lead to burnout and resentment. It's okay to decline requests that don't serve you. Remember, saying no to one thing might actually open up space for something more fulfilling to come your way. Fourth, be consistent. Boundaries aren't a one-time conversation, they're an ongoing process. Sometimes people will test your limits, but that's okay. Be firm and reiterate your needs. Consistency builds trust and shows others that you're serious about taking care of yourself. And finally, remember, self-care is non-negotiable. You can't pour from an empty cup. Prioritize activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply spending time doing something you love, make sure you're taking care of yourself so you can show up fully in your relationships. Think about a time when someone crossed a boundary with you. Maybe they constantly interrupted you, shared personal information without your consent, or just didn't respect your time. How did that make you feel? Probably frustrated, hurt, maybe even angry, right? Boundaries are there to prevent those kinds of situations from happening again. They create a safe space for healthy communication and connection. So, what can you do today to start setting healthier boundaries in your relationships? Maybe it's letting someone know you need some time alone, saying no to a commitment that doesn't align with your priorities, or simply being more assertive about expressing your needs. Remember, it's not selfish, it's self-care. And remember, folks, building secure attachment starts with honoring your own needs and creating healthy boundaries. It's a journey, but every small step you take towards self-awareness and communication is a victory. Keep shining your light and let me know in the comments what one boundary you're ready to set today. Don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of self-love and relationship wisdom. Until next time, keep healing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.